Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Time to give long COVID short shrift. This is my column for TCW Defending Freedom of 25th of April, 2023. In these pages, we have questioned every aspect of the COVID narrative from the beginning, including long COVID. Now is surely the time to consign long COVID to the medical waste bin, relegate it to the realm of myth and turn our attention to solving some real medical problems, such as cancer and cardiac disease. Mind you, it's hard to demolish the phenomenon of long COVID, given that it has royal patronage and is very popular amongst celebrities. There have been calls for common sense about long COVID. It's obvious that those involved in COVID-related research have a vested interest in perpetuating the existence of long COVID, especially the COVID vaccine enthusiasts who will not rest until every man, woman and child, the young, the old, the vulnerable and the perfectly healthy, are jabbed, jabbed and jabbed again. Long COVID also holds a special appeal for the indolent and adolescents, often the same thing in my experience, with many teenagers who had not even had COVID reporting that they had long COVID. Its prevalence in middle-aged women may be simply the purported symptoms being confused with the onset of menopause. There's also the possibility that long COVID may in fact be an outcome of COVID vaccination. It's already known that the deleterious spike proteins can persist and be widely spread in the tissues of those who've been COVID vaccinated. For obvious reasons, the last point has not gained much traction in the mainstream media. A recent review from the University of Minnesota indicates, after reviewing nearly 300 scientific articles on long COVID, that researchers in the field are not adhering to any standard definition of the purported condition. As we already know, the symptoms are vague and copious, and doubts have long been expressed that even if it is a real condition, more than half of those reporting that they have long COVID do not have it. Check the NHS website and do a self-diagnosis. You'll almost undoubtedly discover that you have long COVID. To top it all, a recent study in no less an organ than JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, shows that half of long COVID sufferers have never had COVID. They even question the WHO definition of long COVID. It seems that if the COVID narrative itself has not yet been demolished, it is at least beginning to crumble.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.